Puss in Boots by the Brothers Grimm. A miller had three sons, a mill, a donkey, and a cat. The sons had to grind grain, the donkey had to haul the grain and carry away the flour, and the cat had to catch the mice. When the miller died, the three sons divided the inheritance. The oldest received the mill, the second the donkey, and nothing was left for the third but the cat. This made the youngest sad, and he said to himself, "I certainly got the worst part of the bargain. My oldest brother can grind wheat, and my second brother can ride on his donkey, but what can I do with the cat? Once I make a pair of gloves out of his fur, it's all over." The cat, who understood all he had said, began to speak.
"Meow.
Listen, there's no need to kill me, and all you'll get will be a pair of poor gloves from my fur. Have some boots made for me instead. Then I'll be able to go out, mix with people, and help you before you know it." The miller's son was surprised that the cat could speak like that, but since the shoemaker happened to be walking by, he called him inside, and he had him measure a pair of boots for the cat. When the boots were finished, the cat put them on. After that, he took a sack, filled the bottom with grains of wheat, and attached a piece of cord to the top, which he could pull to close it. Then he slung the sack over his back and walked out the door on two legs, like a human being. At that time, there was a king ruling the country, and he liked to eat partridges. However, there was a grave situation, because no one had been able to catch a single partridge. The whole forest was full of them, but they frightened so easily that none of the huntsmen had been able to get near them. The cat knew this, and he thought, he could do much better than the huntsmen. When he entered the forest, he opened the sack, spread the grains of wheat on the ground, placed the cord in the grass, and strung it out behind a hedge. Then he crawled in back of the hedge, hid himself, and lay in wait. Soon, the partridges came running, found the wheat, and hopped into the sack, one after the other. When a good number were inside, the cat pulled the cord. Once the sack was closed tight, he ran over to it and wrung their necks. Then he slung the sack over his back and went straight to the king's castle. The sentry called out,
"Halt! Where are you going?"
"Meow."
"To the king," the cat answered curtly.
"Are you crazy? A cat to the king?"
"Oh, let him go,"
another sentry said.
"The king's often very bored. Perhaps the cat will give him some pleasure with his meowing and purring."
When the cat appeared before the king, he bowed and said,
"My lord."
The count, and he uttered a long, distinguished name,
"sends you his regards, and would like to offer you these partridges, which he recently caught in his traps."
The king was amazed by the beautiful fat partridges. Indeed, he was so overcome with joy that he commanded the cat to take as much gold from his treasury as he could carry and put it into the sack.
"Bring it to your lord and give him my very best thanks for his gift."
Meanwhile, the poor miller's son sat at home by the window, propped his head up with his hand, and wondered why he had given away all he had for the cat's boots, when the cat would probably not be able to bring him anything great in return. Suddenly, the cat entered, threw down the sack from his back, opened it, and dumped the gold at the miller's feet.
"Meow.
Now you've got something